thanks for joining us for Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and first I want to apologize about my voice. I have a little bit of a cold, but hopefully it won't affect this beautiful message that we're going to hear today. I want to share a message with you for Easter weekend. First, I want to share an audio clip with you from Elder Jeffrey R. Holland from 1999, as he's sharing some of his thoughts about the Easter weekend.
On this Easter weekend, I wish to thank not only the resurrected Lord Jesus Christ, but also His true Father, our spiritual Father and God, who by accepting the sacrifice of His firstborn perfect Son, blessed all of His children in those hours of atonement and redemption. Never more than at Easter time is there so much meaning in that declaration from John the Beloved, which praises the Father as well as the Son. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I am a father, inadequate to be sure, but I cannot comprehend the burden it must have been for God in His heaven to witness the deep suffering and crucifixion of His beloved Son in such a manner. His every impulse and instinct must have been to stop it, to send angels to intervene. But He did not intervene. He endured what He saw because it was the only way that a saving, vicarious payment could be made for the sins of all His other children, from Adam and Eve to the end of the world. I am eternally grateful for a perfect Father and His perfect Son, neither of whom shrank from the bitter cup, nor forsook the rest of us who are imperfect, who fall short and stumble, who too often miss the mark. In considering such beauty of the at-one-ment of that first Easter season, we are reminded that this relationship between Christ and His Father is one of the sweetest and most moving themes running through the Savior's ministry. Jesus' entire being, His complete purpose and delight, were centered in pleasing His Father and obeying His will. Of Him He seemed always to be thinking. To Him He seemed always to be praying. Unlike us, He needed no crisis, no discouraging shift in events to direct His hopes heavenward. He was already instinctively, longingly looking that way. In all His mortal ministry, Christ seems never to have had a single moment of vanity or self-interest. When one young man tried to call Him good, He deflected the compliment, saying only one was deserving of such praise, His Father. In the early days of His ministry, He said humbly, "I can of mine own self do nothing. I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which hath sent me."
And we at Mormon Channel Daily hope that you all have a great Easter weekend and take some time to spend quality time with the loved ones in your life and also look for ways to serve others. Well, a quote for you today is from Thomas S. Monson, and he says, "We do not ever walk alone. I promise you that you one day will stand aside and look at your difficult times, and you will realize that He was always there beside you." Thank you so much for listening. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.